Hello and welcome to the Pop Buzz Podcast Christmas Special, everybody. On this week's episode, I, James, and Katie and Woody will be taking you through your results from your votes of all your favourite stuff from the year. Yes, it's the Pop Buzz Readers Poll. We're going to find out your favourite album of the year, your favourite song of the year, and various other meme and internet-related categories. But anyway, let's kick things off, shall we, with WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
One news story, guys, this week, and it's the big one. It's the results, obviously. Yay. Are we excited?
Yeah, so I got really panicked then that I was supposed to prepare some news items.
I don't know what's been happening in the news.
There's only one top story this week, guys. It's absolutely fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. So this is exciting. We had a lot of fun doing this last year, right? And it was interesting who won a Panic One Album of the Year based on reader votes, which was very, very nice. Song of the Year, I think, did Panic get Song of the Year as well?
No, Heathens.
Heathens. Of course, yep. Heathens got Song of the Year. That's very, very true. But lots of exciting categories. So, yeah, you've been voting in your absolute thousands this year, guys, in the old Fan Awards or Reader's Poll, or whatever we like to call it these days.
We make it up each week.
We make it up each time. And they're both solid names, I find. So, yeah, we're going to now reveal the results. Are we excited? I feel quite excited about this one.
No, I'm joking. I'm very excited.
I've had a lot of opinions this year. So if they don't match my personal opinions, I'm going to be mad.
I feel like that's how we all feel when we read any of these lists.
But I also know that my personal opinions aren't going to be reflected in any of these.
Like, not with that attitude. Let's find out, Woody. All right, so we're gonna build. We'll do album last, and we'll do single as well towards the end, yeah. Right? Why don't we kick off with some of the other minor categories? Katie, do you want to take it away with the first category, please?
I shall. Okay, first category was outstanding contributions to memes from this year. We've had a lot of good memes this year.
Yes, we did.
If you've been checking in with the meme calendar, you'll know that it's completely full. Not a month went, you know, unmemed.
The harvest was good.
Not a moment unmemed in 2017. Wonderful.
So good. So the nominations were Salt Bae.
Of course.
Yes. Pennywise.
Uh-huh.
The Blinking Guy. The Babadook.
Yes.
Fantastic. Really good showing this year.
It really has been a wonderful year for the Babadook, hasn't it?
She's honestly been iconic.
Yes. Talking of iconic, Gemma Collins.
Yes.
Very nice.
This is my choice.
Okay.
Gemma!
Meryl Streep, Distracted Boyfriend, Mocking SpongeBob, and Winona Ryder.
Back up. What was the Meryl Streep one again?
The Shouting.
Meryl God, that was this year.
That was literally one of the first memes
man.
Of the year.
It's this.
That's cray cray, isn't it?
I mean, we'll chat this later, but it's been a bloody long year, hasn't it? My God.
It's been the time, that one, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Count them down for us then, Katie. Are you going to do the full top one? What are we going to do? Top five, top four, top three, the lot?
Top three.
Let's do top three.
I'm going to have to work it out because it has not given me a list. So I'm going to have to
we'll do
some maths.
Top three. Let's have it.
All right. So in third place, we got Mocking SpongeBob.
Hey, always a fave.
Second place, Distracted Boyfriend.
Oh,
I thought that
would win.
It's the most talked about meme of the year, surely. Yeah. All right, that's interesting. Number one.
Number one is the Blinking Guy.
Oh, well,
there we go.
That was one of the most popular gifts of the year, though. Wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
everywhere.
Gemma was robbed, though.
yeah, I know you're a big Gemma fan.
Did you vote for Gemma?
Yeah, I did vote for Gemma.
I voted for Meryl.
Cool. Take me through the next award, if you please.
I have for you, villain of the year, and I've got James Charles for tweeting in the cinema.
Oh, during it. Yes, big Twitter war with that one.
Yeah, we have YouTuber Jake Paul for being Jake Paul.
A valid reason.
The year 2017 itself, I mean, I think that's going to be a popular one.
Yeah.
It's been, how would you describe it?
It's been a devil.
Moving on. Netflix for cancelling Sense 8.
That's a personal one for you, isn't it? Let's be honest.
That was my suggestion. The FCC for trying to scrap net neutrality.
Ooh.
Interesting one. And the Shadow Monster for trying to kill Will Byers in Stranger Things.
All good choices.
Yeah, all worthy winners of the villain of the year.
I mean, some fictional, but still, we'll run with it. Give me the top three. Let's do it.
Well, in third position, it's the Shadow Monster. So, Jake Paul, number two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over the Shadow Monster.
Yeah, 28%.
Almost feel bad for Jake there. Oh, well.
And the winner is the year 2017.
Well, all encompassing. There we go. Slow clap
Can
for 2017.
I checked this poll yesterday at about 11 p.m. and Jake Paul was level with the year 2017. So, I mean, he hasn't been that bad.
Jake Paul is nearly as bad as 2017. That is a statement and a half.
There's a headline. That'll do. If you see this in your iTunes stuff for the podcast, you'll know why. Very good.
Quite
all
harsh.
Right. Next one. Let's rattle through. Let's do the next one.
Good one. Hero of the year.
Yes.
So the nominees were Finn Wolfhard for being a legend, mm-hmm. Fiona the Hippo for existing, Kris Jenner for handling 95 lawsuits and 3 new babies.
Incredible.
Allegedly.
it might all be knowledge by the time this goes out. Who knows? Who knows?
Michelle Obama for nailing our vibe on Inauguration Day with that side eye.
Yeah.
Rihanna for politely ending Kylie Cosmetics. And this kid for interrupting her dad's BBC interview. Do you remember the kid that strolled into the room in the yellow coat?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She
had, was this year too.
She
That's
had a lovely
mad.
Pair of glasses.
She did.
I really liked the look.
It was a look.
That would have been a good Halloween costume if we'd all thought about this, wouldn't it? We could have been parent and 2 kids. It would have been good. All right. Let's have the top 3 then. Let's count it down.
Top 3. Okay. Well, we have a tie for 3rd place.
Oh.
It was almost exciting.
A 3-way tie for number 1. No, for 3rd place, we have the BBC interview kid. Mm-hmm. Congrats to her. And Rihanna, joint 3rd. Mm-hmm. Well done. In 2nd place, Michelle Obama.
Did she win last year?
Yeah.
Still popular. I think we know what that means.
Still our girl.
I think we all know what that means without having to say it. But carry on, indeed.
The winner is Finn Wolfhard for being a legend.
Wow. Just for generally being a legend.
Just for existing.
Oh, Finn.
34% of the vote.
What? 34%? Mate, Finn, if you're watching this, mate, come on the show. Let's have a chat.
Yeah.
Let's chat. The people want you in this studio. We can hear that now. All right, let's get it done. What else? What else we got, Woody? Talk me through it.
Scandal. Escándalo of the year.
Dun, dun, dun. Right, come on,
mate. Actually, it's been a bit of a shit show, so this was quite an easy one to think of nominations. We've got Kendall Jenner versus Pepsi for that atrocious advert.
I have forgotten that all these things happened this year. I know I'm going to keep saying this throughout, but that was in 2017. That's mad. Yeah. All right, fair play.
Wait for this. Fire Festival. Do you remember that?
Wow.
You know, the posh festival that never happened?
Yeah.
I mean, that's getting my vote. I don't care what else is in there, to be honest. That was an utter nightmare.
Zoella's advent calendar, her very expensive rip-off advent calendar.
Yeah.
We've got Theresa May running for a field of wheat.
That's so scandalous.
That's a reference. Yeah. All right, okay.
That one for the UK election fans there.
Yeah, not heard that reference in a few months. All right, carry on.
A La La Land winning and then losing Oscar to Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
God, that is wild.
That's crazy.
Oh, Christ. Nicole Kidman clapping because the world discovered what a weird clap she has. If you remember, she points her fingers outwards like a seal.
Because she was wearing expensive jewellery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kate, do you have any strong feelings on Nicole Kidman in general?
I'm just going to defend her for a second here. She's had such a great year, we don't need to focus on her hands, okay? Thank you.
Speak for yourself, hun.
Well, there we go. All right, let's rattle off the results then. What are we going
to do? We've got two more.
Oh, God, there's two more.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of scandal, James.
Dear Lord.
Jon Snow doing it with his aunt, Daenerys Targaryen.
Spoilers.
I mean, I think incest qualifies as a scandal, for sure.
That is a scandal.
Wow, what a controversial statement. Wow, really going out on
just
a limb in 2017.
You know what I think, James? Incest is bad.
You're so brave to say that on a podcast.
Well, that's all right. I'm just trying to speak up for the people. The last one, Valentina's lip sync, or lack of, shall we say, during RuPaul's Drag Race, which actually had me gagged.
That was like Watergate.
That was for drag queens.
Yeah,
that was Draggate.
It really was. Draggate.
Yeah.
Fair play.
All right, the results. Okay. let me figure this out. All right, here we go. So in 3rd place, Kendall Jenner and the Pepsi advert.
Okay.
2nd place, Zoella's advent calendar.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the winner, La La Land winning and losing the Oscar to Moonlight.
Right.
Isn't that surprising?
Crazy. So what does that mean? Does that mean people wanted La La Land to win it, or they were infuriated that Moonlight had to wait an extra couple of seconds?
I think the latter. I'm gonna take the benefit of the doubt and think the latter.
I think they were mad that La La Land lost, which is in fact the wrong answer.
Oh my God, do you think people were confused about the answer and you've actually Oh my God, what have we done?
What have we done? You know, a nice little sidetrack anecdote. When I was in LA recently, guys, I went up to the observatory where they shot that iconic sequence just to see the observatory. The amount of tourists who were stood around various benches. But here's the thing, literally every bench. You don't know which bench it is. So there's like 20 benches and people just taking photos going from bench to bench. Made me laugh.
Was it shot on a soundstage or was it actually shot up there?
I mean, either way, it made me laugh to see people posing on a bench there.
I hope it was shot on a soundstage.
Yeah. Right.
What's next? What's next in the old awards? Let's go for it.
We have Badass Female of the Year.
Woo!
Nice category. Okay. Let's go through the options.
Some good people in here as well. Okay. Yeah. Taylor Swift for winning $1 in her assault case. Beyonce for donating her vocals to male pop stars in need. Very charitable.
Drag ed.
Ariana Grande for putting on One Love Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Serena Williams for winning the Australian Open while pregnant.
Oh my God.
Queen. Charlie XCX for giving us the boys video.
Yes.
Monroe Bergdorf for speaking out against L'Oreal.
Yes.
And Sia for releasing her own nudes.
Oh my God. I love all of them.
It's a tough category, this one.
I wish.
a joint first place among however many nominees. All right. Let's run it down.
We have another joint third.
God, I mean, that's a tight category, though. I kind of get it.
Yeah. Okay, so Beyonce and Serena Williams in third.
Mm-hmm.
In second, by 1%, pipped them by 1%, was Sia and her nudes.
Wow.
And winning, obviously, Queen of the Year, Ariana Grande.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm going to go with applause on that one as well. That's a fantastic, worthy winner.
Almost 50% of the vote as
well.
You know what? Another one for the fact fans, One Love Manchester, currently, I mean, it might change over Christmas, the most watched TV show, I think, on broadcast television this year. Amazing effort by Ariana.
Yeah.
Fair play. No jokes, just generally an amazing, worthy winner. That one, we'll take that.
We stan.
Yeah, fantastic work. Let's do the next one.
So, a little bit of a change to this category. Last year, we had the best shirt off performance, but it's 2017, so now we have to have the best shirt on performance. Okay?
Sure.
It's all about the shirts.
Is it the year of the shirt, 2017?
Yeah, wholesomeness, just... shirt.
Tailoring, just that tailoring. Kind of thing. All right, print. Okay. I'm with you. Let's do it. Okay. Talk me through the shirts. Let's do
Cole
it.
Cole Sprouse. We got Harry Styles, Shawn Mendes, Niall Horan, Matty Healy, and Noel Fielding from Bake Off.
Oh, come on. Now, one of those is not like the others and clearly deserves the absolute win here. I know they won't, but God.
I'm afraid to say Noel Fielding came in third place. Second place, Harry Styles.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but Cole Sprouse is the winner on this one, guys.
I mean, that's the least surprising one so far, really, isn't it?
By 2%,
no. Yeah, by 2%.
Oh, it was tight. All right, fair play. Yeah. Fair play to you, Cole. Respect
Cole,
you.
Cole, you can have this one.
Justice for Noel.
The ice cream shirt alone was iconic.
Justice for Niall.
Well, you're going to say that for every category, aren't you? Right. Anyway.
Badass film. Justice for Niall. anyway. Best TV plot twist. Now, lads, it was a very good year for TV.
Do we need to do a spoiler alert? If you're behind on all your telly through the year.
Like all of it. I mean, 9 shows. So if you haven't watched 9 shows.
If you don't own a TV or a laptop.
Television.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Right.
Get off our podcast.
It's exactly what you want to say to build an audience. Get off our podcast. All right.
Let's hear it. Right. We have When Clifford Blossom was revealed as Jason's killer on Riverdale.
Dun, dun, dun.
Scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
When, I don't know if any of you watched this, when the very fancy door opened on A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Oh, yes.
The big yellow door, that wound me up so much.
Season 2 coming
that
in January,
was horrible.
I believe.
Exciting. The ending of The Good Place, Season 1.
Oh, my God.
That was a twist.
Have you watched it yet, Woody?
No.
Oh, what you happened? Need to watch The Good Place.
We can't spoil it.
I mean, that is one where I daren't even say it myself because it's the best, yeah, the best twist good. In
is
television.
Is there incest?
Yes.
Because you know I have some feelings on that.
Since Game of Thrones, everything has incest in it now in 2017. That's the rule. That's the rule for television. All right, what
talking
else?
Of Game of Thrones, when Viserion?
Yeah.
Viserion.
Yeah.
The dragon was turned into an ice dragon.
Oh, broke my heart, that one.
When Claire Underwood, star of House of Claire, turned to the camera and said, my turn.
Oh, yes, come on.
That was good.
And it really is now. Right, what else?
When we discovered Perry's history on Big Little Lies. Wig! That was crazy. I've put here just literally every episode of American Horror Story Cult because... like every second was a plot twist mm-hmm. that no one asked for. Just kidding, it was amazing. when Sasha Velour snatched her own weave in the lip sync yes. on Drag Race, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And when Spencer was revealed to have a secret English twin, Pretty Little Liars, which I'm pretty sure is the worst plot line of any TV show this year.
Fair enough. Quite the claim, but fair enough.
Well, there's a lot of twists going on there.
There is.
Girl, all who's right. the winner?
What do they go
all
for?
All right, let's work this out. In third place was literally every episode of American Horror Story Cult, wow. no surprise. Second place, when Spencer was revealed to have an English twin on Pretty Little Liars, and with 41% of the vote, Clifford Blossom.
Woo!
Wow.
That who old knew scoundrel.
Who knew our audience loved Riverdale so much, eh? Except everyone. But no, that's great. That makes sense. It was a nice twist. It was a
yeah,
nice twist.
I also wouldn't call it the best TV yeah, plot twist.
Like, I wouldn't say it's the best. I would say it's like one of the most stupid.
I mean, did we see it coming?
No.
It did get us shook.
I mean, the one that made me jump up from the sofa was Ice Dragon moment, I must say.
That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's going to yeah. pay off a lot in the next season, really, isn't it? That's a big old plot twist, right?
I can't mm-hmm. even begin to think about it. It's not coming until 2019, though, right?
Well, maybe. It might appear slightly earlier. Rumour is 2019, sadly.
Prepare yourselves.
Yeah, well, strap in, prepare yourselves.
Talking of TV, mm-hmm. best TV show.
Oh, I mean, actually...
this is an
right,
interesting
okay.
one.
Yeah, because right, they stand for a few, so this will yeah. be interesting. Okay.
We've got Stranger Things, Riverdale, 13 Reasons Why, American Horror Story Cult, Glow, The Good Place, Big Mouth, Master of None, and RuPaul's Drag Race. So, guys, what are your favourites? We need to hash this out right now.
I think okay. it's been well documented on this particular podcast. I adore Big Mouth so much. I think it was the funniest, cleverest show on Netflix this year. Absolutely amazing. Katie?
Okay, my favourite show of the year is not there, which is Big Little Lies.
That's true. It was a big show. It was a very
God,
successful show.
It was so good. Out of those, I would pick... Riverdale. I mean, I can't remember the last time I was that obsessed with the show.
Mm. Fair enough. I've got a feeling that's the way the readers will have gone. Woody, what was your fave? Go on.
God, it's really... I think maybe... It's probably a tie between RuPaul's Drag Race and Master of None.
Okay. Master of None was...
Master
so
of None was... I mean, it took me about 6 months to finish because I, like, dipped in and out. But, like, I felt like a better person after watching it.
Mm. No,
which
I agree.
Is always nice.
It is always nice.
When you just sit at home and do nothing and feel better for it. So, okay. In third place...
Let's do it.
13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have been higher when it first launched, perhaps?
Possibly.
Would be my theory. We have had some backlash, so we'll see.
Second place, Riverdale. And first place, Stranger Things.
Hot damn. Wow, I did not see that one coming. All right, fair
James
play.
James is shook.
I really am. I'm genuinely stunned by that. I thought they were going to go Riverdale all the way.
Yeah.
Fair play, though. I mean, hey, love me some Stranger Things. I'm not complaining, but...
That was great.
Yeah.
I loved
so
season
good.
Two. I thought it was yeah. really, really cool. Yeah. All right, Katie, next up, what we got?
We have Best Movie. I'll just read them. Let's go. Wonder Woman, Baby Driver, Get Out. Get Out!
Out! Get out of here!
Out! Call me by your name! Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Beauty and the Beast, Spider-Man mm-hmm. Homecoming, and Star Wars The Last Jedi, which has just come out, which shouldn't really be in this quiz, but it was good, so we added it.
Yeah, it's amazing, okay. So we'll allow it there. That's what I'm saying.
What was everyone's fave?
I mean, well, it's tricky. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I think that's probably near the top of the votes, I would imagine. Very, very popular film.
My favourite film wasn't on here.
What was it?
Oja. The Netflix.
Oh, the Netflix, the pig thing.
Yeah, the super pig.
the pig thing, for want of a better phrase.
I didn't think... There were two people I didn't realise I'd fall in love with this year. The super pig and Rita Ora. And I've just...
In that order.
In that order. And I've stand for both of them this year.
That's really nice.
Yeah, just thought I'd let
you
know.
Thank you for sharing
that. What a beautiful story.
So what's the best movie, Katie?
Hang on a minute. Well, I don't even know what mine was. Let's just get into it. So we have another joint tie for third. We have Wonder Woman and Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. Both very good. Number two, this is outrageous. I'm so sorry. Beauty and the Beast. That's a bit contro in the studio, isn't it?
Girl,
please. Girl.
We'll just take it as validation of the wonderful Luke Evans performance.
I was just
going to
say,
what we'll go
with. This second place win is for Luke Evans.
Yeah. Congrats, Luke. Well done.
Well done.
You smashed your moment.
And who plays LeFou?
No. Josh Gad.
Yes.
Yeah. Great, great double act. Great performance.
Fab.
We'll leave the rest
the winner
to the dust.
Is it?
Is it? Good, good, good. Which you two still need to see.
Yeah,
come on now. To be fair, Katie, God. You said you were too scared at the cinema. I will allow that as an excuse. Home release coming, though.
Oh, that's even worse.
Is it? Is it actually worse watching it on the small screen than the big screen for you?
Yeah, because someone could be in your house.
Someone could be in the cinema. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you know there are people in the cinema. What if you're at home alone watching a scary movie?
And there's security at the cinema.
Yeah, the security. You are safer in the cinema than in your own home.
What a statement. All right. I loved it.
Well, there we go.
I loved it. Correct choice, Pop Buzz readers. I absolutely loved it. So we'll go with that at least. Okay. Fair enough. What have we got next, Woody?
We've Tell got best character in a movie that didn't flop.
Very specific. Very
no, I like specific. That. I like the specificity. Right, let's go with it.
Okay,
what have we got?
Baby Groot from Guardians Volume 2. Mm-hmm. Ned from Superman. Ned from Spider-Man. MJ from Spider-Man. Richie from It. And, oh God, how am I supposed to say
Antia
this?
Antia P.
From Wonder Woman.
Very good.
Love that. Love her.
Love her.
Just such a stan, Woody. Such
that's,
a stan.
That's Robin Wright,
mate.
Of course you love her.
Oh, yeah, I do love her.
Great performance it was as well.
Valkyrie from Four, Dina from Girls Trip, Chris from Get Out, and Sebastian from La La Land.
Okay, well
Who
then.
Who are we thinking?
I think Richie will walk this, I imagine. If it's been number one movie, Richie is, of course, Finn Wolfhard, and they've given TV show to Stranger Things. He was fantastic
Finn's
in it.
Finn's impact.
Finn's impact.
Year of Finn.
The year of Finn.
Year of it Finn. Really it is. Really, really is. All right, okay, Woody, hit me
well,
with it.
Well, in third, with 11% is Sebastian from La La Land. Baby Groot comes in at second with 23% of the vote, but your winner is Richie from
I'm going to give Finn a clap. We're giving Finn a clap. Very good. Well done, Finn. Well done, Finny boy.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, it's an amazing
Love
film.
It.
He's hilarious. I'll tell you what, here's the challenge. I'm sure someone must have done this online with the home release. If you're too scared to watch the Pennywise bits, someone will do a compilation of just funny moments with the kids, and you should watch that because you'll absolutely love it.
Do
he's
you know
he's
what?
A highlight.
I will watch this film if Finn comes to Pop Buzz and watches it with me.
Finn, there's your challenge, buddy.
Ooh.
Katie's
Come
set
on,
it
Finn.
Out. Come on down. Let's get it done. Let's get it done.
She'll bring the popcorn.
Yeah, there it is. All right, next one.
All
let's
right,
go through
next
it.
One. Best ship. I'm very invested in this category. I don't know about you. But
yes,
let's
am.
Read off the nominations. We have Bughead, the mighty Bughead.
Oh, God.
Varchi, the not so mighty Varchi. Phallus, yes. Should I say their names?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we know Bughead. We know Varchi. Phallus is FP and Alice, which is the greatest ship name ever.
Phallus.
Name alone, that could win, really, let's be honest.
Nanathan, Stranger Things, which is Jonathan and Nancy.
I like that it's Nanathan and not Jancy. Like,
maybe it is.
Jancy sounds too much.
Yeah,
Jancy sounds like a Pokemon.
Nanathan is.
Nanathan.
Okay.
We have Clanna, which is Clay and Hannah from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, God.
Sanvers.
Yes.
Who are they?
They're from Supergirl.
No, they're from Supergirl.
Yeah, Supergirl.
As are
Supercorp. Yeah. Star-Lord and Gamora from Guardians, and Elio and Oliver from Call Me By Your Name.
Ooh.
An appropriate reaction. Right, okay, top threes, let's do it.
The top three are Clay and Hannah, 13 Reasons Why.
Really?
In second place, Nanathan.
Oh, okay.
And in first place, who do you think?
It's going to be Bughead or Varchi, isn't it?
It's Bughead.
Yes, is
of course
it?
Yes, it is.
Varchi, no one cared.
Woody, next one, please, mate. Let's do it.
Okay. This is, So, music video of the year.
Ooh, okay.
This is a very important category. Because music videos are important.
They are.
Well said. Carry on. Let's do it.
Okay. Charlie XCX, Boys. DJ Khaled and Rihanna, Wild Thoughts. Dua Lipa, New Rules. Harry Styles, Sign of the Times. Halsey, Now or Never. Kendrick Lamar, Humble. Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. Paramore, Told You So. And Camila Cabello, Havana.
Right. I mean,
who do you think's got it, guys?
I don't know who they're going to vote for there because there's a couple of strong ones. If we're talking impact, surely boys had everyone in it.
What do you think, Katie?
Well, I, contrary to things I've said before, I voted for Taylor Swift.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not a fan of the song, but that video was so good.
Yeah, I loved it.
More
the details.
More than boys. More than boys.
Yes. Because Boys didn't have KJ Apa in it. We already discussed this.
Right. Okay, then. Let's run down some votes then, shall we?
All right. So we've got a tie for third place.
Between
three videos.
Oh.
So all on 14% is Dua Lipa New Rules, Harry Styles Sign of the Times, and Camila Cabello Havana.
Very nice.
Interesting. Mm. Second place, Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do. And number one is Charlie XCX, Boys. Oh,
well. Well chosen.
It's
Brendan's
Charlie, baby.
Impact
it's
right
Charlie.
There.
I'd like to think it was Joe Jonas's impact.
Both equally wonderful moments.
Nope.
We'll go with that. Next up, what we got? What we got left? God.
That's it on
the Reader's Poll.
Yeah.
A nice mix of results on our internet heavy ones there. It really, really is. It's time for the big two. Let's do song first, shall we? Let's do the best song, okay? Are we ready for this? Are we ready for this?
I don't know if
I am
ready.
I mean, everything was in. I could run you through nominations, but literally everything was in here. All the biggest songs we played through the year on Pop Buzz, everything you would expect. I believe there were 20-something options. Can you remember, Katie? 25, actually. I've got here.
25
top songs. Let's start. I will just go through the top five in a moment, but I got to say, number 25 was Carly Rae Jepsen's Cut to the Feeling, so immediately...
This is cancelled.
I mean, that is an iconic piece of music right there. That was our number two on our writer's list, so...
What is wrong with you all?
I just want to know who hurt you.
Yeah.
Netflix. Okay.
What did she do to them?
I have no idea, mate. It's
such
disgusting
a happy
behavior.
Song.
I'm gonna rattle through top 10 and then we'll do a slow reveal in the top five. All right.
Okay.
In number 10 with 690 votes, ladies and gentlemen, Lord's Green Light. Mm. Very good. Number 9, just ahead, is Post Malone's Rockstar, 695. Number 8, Fall Out Boy Champion, which I'm quite impressed that that's the one they went for. That is definitely the best single by an absolute mile, so I'll go with that. Number 7, Charlie XCX, Boys, which we've just mentioned, of course. Number 6, Paramore, Hard Times. And we named Fake Happy as our song of the year, we should say as well, but amazing, amazing single. Good to see. Let's do the top 5. This is going to get big now. In at number 5, Katie's absolute favourite... The Irish Prince himself, Niall Horan, with Slow Hands, 882 votes.
Yes!
How about that?
Yes!
Number 4, ladies and gentlemen. And, another Pop Buzz favourite, another guest we've had on a couple of times, Camila Cabello with Havana, 950 votes. A favourite of yours, right, Woody?
Yes, I love that song.
Well, there we go. That's a nice, nice apt choice. Into the top 3. Any thoughts before we go into the top 3? What are we thinking?
Well, you know, Carly Rae Jepsen's out of this, so I'm...
I've lost interest. No, I'm kidding. Well, I don't know what my thoughts are, because the result is in front of me.
Oh, I didn't realise you could see. Okay. I thought I was just revealing to all, but fair enough. Number 3 then, of course, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, 953. We went for Galway Girl, didn't we, in our actual list? But again, this was obviously a bop. We do appreciate that this had a bop quality.
Do you remember
quality.
When we first heard it, someone was playing it in the office, and we were like, is that Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it.
Really good.
It's a new era. It's a new era of of Ed Sheeran with this one. It's a nice danceable one. Number two, again, very worthy being up there. Dua Lipa, New Rules, right there. Meme worthy, wonderful video, wonderful single. 968 that one got, so fair enough. But then at number one, it's Mr. Harry Styles with Sign of the Times. Now, I'm gonna brace you before we get to the album vote, which has a humongous jump in terms of the number of votes as well. I think the Harry stans might have got hold of this one. I'm just going to warn you in advance. Feel like the 1D guys might have got slightly a hold of this one. Can you remember your thoughts and feelings on Harry Styles? I mean, we said that Carolina was the best off the album, right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Also, I liked Kiwi.
Kiwi's a good song.
Kiwi was a good song. I did not rate the album at all.
Controversial statement. Not
I'm
really.
I'm sorry,
actually,
guys.
Not.
I'm sorry.
I mean, Niall was our boy this year, wasn't he? We said, I mean, we like him all, but we did say that out of the tracks, we put Slow Hands highest on our track list, and we did really stand that album.
Yeah. I guess what I would say though about the Harry record is that it felt very natural for him. It felt very true to himself, and even though it might not be my cup of tea, I actually really respect him for actually, because it would have been very easy for him to have a couple of pop hits, work with super producers, but he actually just got in a room, wrote some songs with a band and made that album, and I think he should be very proud of himself.
No, I agree. That's a nice attitude to have. Right, let's do albums, shall we? And again, it's a massive jump in terms of the number of votes. It got a lot of love, this one. I'll do you the bottom one, number 30. One of your faves, actually, Woody. Wolf Alice, bless them. Visions of a Life.
I feel like I'm fighting against a tidal wave of something. Well, what is wrong with these people?
Why did you love it so much? Come on, sum it up quickly.
Oh, it's just beautiful. It's got so much in it. It's different from everything else. They're probably the most original rock band going at the moment. I adore them.
All right.
I adore them.
Well, it's one for people to go listen to, then,
yes,
isn't it? One for people to go listen to. A couple of highlights just as we're going through the list. Number 16, Katy Perry's Witness. I don't think she'll be happy with that one.
Someone had been on the wine when they were voting for that.
Or 1.1K of them, but according to this. All Time Low came in at 15. I like that. It had a couple of great singles on there as well. I really like Dirty Laundry and stuff. Let's move on up. Kendrick at number 12. I thought that might go a bit higher. Topped a lot of lists online this year, didn't it? All right, let's do the top 10. In at number 10, 1,700, Halsey. Hopeless Fountain Kingdom.
At number 10?
I thought that would be a lot higher.
A lot higher.
Yeah.
I mean, with our, I definitely thought that would have been much, much higher. She's a key artist for us. And it had some bops. It had some absolute bops on it, didn't it?
Whatever.
Send us your thoughts, guys. We need to know.
I've got a feeling this is going to be a continuing trend as we go down the top 10. Just all of us looking shocked to go, well then.
You know what? I just don't care.
Number 9, Lord's Melodrama. I mean, we've discussed this in depth. I like individual songs on it. It's not an album I stuck with much this year. I've got to be honest. I do like Lord a lot. It's not one I stuck with massively. What do you guys think?
Yeah, you know what? I stand for it, then I got bored of it, and then I've come back around. I was listening to it the other day, and it is just brilliant.
Oh, okay.
It is a brilliant record.
There's a few on there.
It was quite a while ago. I feel like I'm struggling with albums around that time. There was a lot of albums that came around that time as well.
That's true. I'll come back to it, maybe.
I'll have
another listen. We'll see. Number 8, the album we put as number 1 on our Pop Buzz writers list, Khalid with American Team, which is a fantastic, fantastic record. It's nice to see it keeps getting more and more appreciation this year. He's coming back on tour next year, isn't he? He's definitely doing the US. Is he doing over here as well?
I bloody well hope so.
Yeah.
I saw him a couple of months ago and he was fantastic, and I think he's got one of the most beautiful voices out there.
Nice.
I think, like, and what, like, how exciting to have a new fresh face that's doing so well and making such great music. I love him.
Amazing. Nice enthusiasm.
I am so excited for Khalid. I adore him. And
wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful enthusiasm there. Number 7, we have Taylor Swift's Reputation. Which
kind of a good showing.
Yeah, I reckon, considering the reviews.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It was mixed.
It was mixed
reaction from fans as well. Fair play to them. Number 6, you know this is my choice for number 1 of the year. Paramore's After Laughter in at 6. I'm delighted. Nice to see it doing well. Top 5. Man, I was not expecting this. Yeah, I'll let you say why this is great then. Demi Lovato at number 5.
Yay!
And I like Demi.
Yes, really? Yeah,
I like Demi. I do like Demi, but I am shocked by that.
That's great.
I mean, some cracking singles, but I'm still surprised that happened.
I guess the thing is, it's her first good album. I mean, the last album had some bops. I mean, we stand Cool for the Summer.
Oh, yes.
Didn't we? And
Confident. Yeah, of course.
But the rest of the album, meh. This album is solid hit after hit.
Yeah,
oh, I'm so glad you liked it, guys.
Well,
always forgiven
enough.
For Wolf Alice.
Well, strap in. Here we go. Top four. Number four. This was easily one of the biggest albums of the year. It'll probably queen up at the Brits. Dua Lipa. 2.4K. Obviously, she's been on a couple of times as well. Lots of singles on that one as well, which it's probably helped boost it a lot. A lot of big banging singles, even before New Rules. There was loads of big singles coming through. Number three, the biggest album of the year, Ed Sheeran's Divide. Over 3,000 votes for that one.
To be expected. He's 100%. So popular.
Yeah. Well, here we go. This is when I now suspect, as much as I'm not going to deny the brilliance of these next two albums necessarily, this is where you suspect that maybe the 1D stands got a hold of this vote a little bit.
Do you know
bit.
What? When it's a public vote, they know what to do.
They're smart. You've got to give them it.
If I'm ever going to run for office anywhere, I'm going to be like, beep, 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 Harry Styles fan. They're so good.
Well, number two is Niall Horan with Flicker. 4,700 right there. Just massive jump up towards the top, isn't there? I loved it. And Since We're Alone is a fantastic song. Real Fleetwood Mac vibes. And like, I think that's maybe one of the best solo 1D songs so far. I think it's absolutely brilliant, that song. So I will give him that. And then in first place, yep, you guessed it, Mr. Harry Styles has done the double this year. 5.3K. I mean, let's give him some applause. Fair play.
Well done, Harry.
Come on, Harry.
Fair play. We did go down to the gig, didn't we? And we shot some stuff with the crowd, who were all still as dedicated, as wonderful and wonderful as ever. And I do want him in, Harry, if you're watching.
Oh, please.
Come on, mate. You know what I'd like to do if we were going to do a stupid video with Harry Styles? Can we go and get some suits made with Harry Styles? Can we go and get like some sartorial elegance? You can have a suit done. Yeah, it'd be great.
Do we have the budget?
Well, if we go to a suit shop and say, hi, Harry Styles will come in and shoot a video, I think they might give us some free product. We'll see. Get in touch if you want, you know. That's it, everybody. Those are the results. Thank you so, so much for voting as ever and reading the website. And we really appreciate you guys. It's great to see the breadth of choice there as well. That is a nice mix. Some unexpected ones in there as well. Fair play. Do go and subscribe to the podcast over on iTunes. You can find us on Blog Talk, sending out to all those good apps where you listen to your podcasts as well. We're going to be back next week with a best of show. It's going to be all our favorite bits from the year. So you can listen to that and tune in. But until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.